We continue our learning with the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Nechem Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We are in Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Makom shenahagu limkor behema daka lugoyim mochrin, and makom shenahagu shalom limkor ein mochrin. Here we're speaking about selling behema daka as opposed to behema gasa, are sheep and goats, literally thin animals, as opposed to behema gasa, like a cow or bull, that is a large animal. So we're going to see that there's an issue of selling an animal to a non-Jew, and the basic problem here is that the non-Jew, if he owns the animal, you sell it to him, it's not a problem for it to do malacha on Shabbos because it belongs to a non-Jew. But let's say you rent him a cow. Let's say you rent him sheep. So if that animal does malacha on Shabbos, so the Jew is still the owner. So maybe this should be a gezeira. We should not be able to sell certain animals for fear we may end up renting them or lending them to a non-Jew, where they still remain in the ownership of the Jew, and the non-Jew may do malacha with that on Shabbos. Add on the fact that there may be a difference between different animals. Goat and sheep don't necessarily do malacha, but a cow, an ox do malacha, so maybe there should be a distinction between them. So between behema daka and a sheep and a goat, and a behema gasa, a cow or a bull, so or an ox. Says the Mishnah, makom shenagu limkor behema daka lagoyim. So if you live in a place where the minug is, the custom is that we do sell sheep and goats to non-Jews, mochrin, we have the right to sell it to them. But if it's a makom shenagu shelo limkor, but if it's a place where they're strict not to sell behema a behema daka, even sheep and goats to a non-Jew, so ain mochrin. Now this is under. Understand that this is almost like a double gzera, because the first is that we may mix it up with if you sell a sheep or a goat, you may end up selling an ox or a bull. Plus the fact that if you sell an ox or a bull, it's not a problem because it belongs to the non-Jew, but you may end up renting lending an ox or a bull that does do malacha, and then there would be a problem with a non-Jew doing malacha with an animal that belongs to a Jew. So there was a minug, though, that we don't even sell behema daka, the thin animals, the small animals that don't do malacha, you wouldn't even sell it to a non-Jew. But in places, of course, where the minhag is not to be strict, you don't have to be strict. So that's where the first halacha in the Mishnah is. Uvachol makom ein mochin lahema magasa. So the Mishnah says, however, behema gasa, the larger animals, so that everyone agrees you can't sell. Because, as we said, it's a gzeira the Chachamim made, that if I am able to sell a behema gasa, a cow, an ox to a chamor, let's say, a donkey to a non-Jew, I may end up lending or renting it to him, and then he'll do malacha with it on Shabbos. And a Yisrael, we know, is mitzuvah on shvisas behema, that the animal does not do work on Shabbos, as we have several times in the Torah. Or there may be another concern as well. Maybe you'll end up selling it to him on Erev Shabbos. We're talking about, a donkey or a cow or an ox, an animal does malacha. You may end up selling to the non-Jew in Erev Shabbos right near Shkia. And what's a non-Jew going to ask you to do? Can you do me a favor? Just show me how this works. How does it carry the burden? So what's going to do? The Israel is going to say, okay, he's going to make the animal, call to the animal. It's his animal. The animal is going to go based on him, based on his voice. And by doing so, this can happen right before Shkia. He may end up going into Shkia. He may end up doing what we call the malacha of Mechamer. Mechamer Achabahemto is where a person is leading the animal. That's also a problem on Shabbos. You may end up doing that by selling to him, even though you'll say, selling, it belongs to the non-Jew. That's true. But if he's buying it from me and he wants me to test it out right before Shabbos, I may end up violating the malacha of Mechamer. Then the Mishnah says, you also can sell, including this Behem Agasa, or Agolim Usiachim. Now, an Egel is a calf, so this is not necessarily ready to do malacha. Nonetheless, it's going to be ro'i to do malacha when it gets older. And some say, no, that's not the concern. We make a gzera on an egel because of it's going to be a para when it gets older, or shor when it gets older. But rather, people may not make a distinction between them. People will see, oh, look at that. You're selling an egel to a non-Jew. I guess I'm able to sell an ox, an adult as well, when that's mature. And on this list as well as Siachim. Siach is a young donkey. So that's also prohibited in this Gezerah de Rabbanon of a Behema Gasa, and this applies everywhere. Then the Mishnah says, Shleimim Ushvurim. Not only that, this halacha that we say you cannot sell to an non-Jew behemagasa, that applies even to, as we said, an egel and a siach, but it also applies to animals that have a shavur, that are maimed, animal that has a broken leg, let's say, or something on a front leg or something else. There's some type of a disability the animal has. What's the problem? Why should that be a problem? After all, the animal can't do malacha. The answer is no. An animal still can do malacha. It could be that your ox can't, your donkey can't carry a burden, your ox can't plow the field. But it maybe can turn around to do the malacha of tochin, of grinding, attach it to the mill, just has to walk around a little bit. So it maybe even hop around, and it'll accomplish the job. So therefore, that's prohibited as well. Bein shleimim, whether they're shalim, of course, is also, but even shvurim. And Rabbi Yehuda mati b'shvura, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda permits shvura, an animal that's maimed, that has some type of injury, is not roi malacha, and therefore the non-Jew who's buying it is probably going to shecht it anyway. So therefore, you don't have to be concerned at all in such a case. Uben b'seira matir b'sus. And Ben b'seira says, oh, you're allowed to sell a sus. Now, why should a sus, that's a large animal, it's a hemagasa, it should be no different than comes to a donkey or an ox. After all, doesn't do malach in the sense that people ride on it. So the answer is that that it may be true that the sus is a behemagasa and it does malacha. It does work in the sense that people ride in it, but there's the concept in Hilchos Shabbos of chai nose es atzmo, that a live person literally carries himself. So carrying let's say in Rosh Hashanah, carrying a person, a human being who's able to walk himself, see, a small baby probably not, but carrying a human being who can walk himself, that's only an issur derabbanan, because we say a person who's alive, it's as if he's carrying himself, so you're not doing a full malacha by doing so. And therefore, the riding on an animal anyway would only be an issur derabbanan. So Ben Becerra says, well, if the worst that's going to happen is that if you end up renting a sus to a non-Jew, the malacha the animal is going to do anyway is only the drabbanon. So why should we make a gzera that you can't sell it? Because anyway, even if you lend it or rent it, it remains yours. The malacha the animal is doing is only drabbanon, and the shvisas behema is only drabbanon problem. The Tana Kama, though, obviously disagrees with Becerra and says that the same way the chamor is prohibited and the ox is prohibited, any behema gasa, a sus is included as well. And others explain that there's no machlokas regarding a sus that carries that where a person rides on that sus. A sus that designated for people to ride upon, even the Tana Kama would agree that you're allowed to sell that to a non-Jew. Because as we said, the malachainos es atzmo, at worst, the malachas are derabbanan, and if you don't have to make a gzera that you can't sell it to him. The issue here, when Ben Maseira permits a sus, is where the sus is designated for carrying animals, specifically birds, that the hunters would use. So there, what's the issue here? So according to the Tana Kama, there is no din of chaynos es atzmo when it comes to an animal, and therefore this would be an isser d'oraisa, a violation of shvisas behemto if a horse is carrying an animal, a bird, let's say. So therefore you can't sell it to him because of the concern that you may rent it or lend it. But Ben Becerra says no, chaynos es atzmo applies not only to a human being, it applies to balei chaim as well. It probably applies to animals as well, and therefore Ben Becerra permits selling a sus that designated for carrying birds or carrying animals, allows that. That is Ben Becerra's heter, because he believes chayz nosei zatzmo applies to an animal. Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Ein mochin lahem dubin va'arayos v'chol davar sheyesh bo nezek l'rabim. You're not permitted to sell to ovdei avodah zarah, dubin are bears, bears that are not tame, lions as well, because we're afraid that he's not going to protect them. These animals are dangerous and they may cause harm to people, and therefore you're not allowed to sell them. Now, this is not a problem of behema gasa. These animals are not used for malacha, so this is not a problem of the previous mishnah. There's a separate issue whether or not I can rely that the non-Jew is going to, the idolater is going to protect the animal from the public. V'chol davar sheish bo nezek l'rabim. Mishnah says this applies anything that has potential to cause harm to the public. And the Bar Tanura says kigon klei milchama charavos uramachim. Let's say weapons. He's selling him swords, spears, etc. That's all. You can't even fix it for them. That's also a prohibition. So anything that's a nezek l'rabim, we're not permitted to sell to them. Then the Mishnah says, Ein bonin imahem basilki. So we have a list of things that were not permitted to build with them. So the first thing is basilki, basilica. This is, Bar Tanura says, Tira gavoha, v'sham yoshvim lodun b'nei adam, u'mapilin osam misham mesim. This is the court, and this is where a person who was condemned, they would throw them to his death. I shouldn't be assisting the non-Jew, the idolater, with the building of this building, especially because we can't assume that they're going to judge a favor, judge properly, judge impartially. So therefore, we're not permitted to assist them in the building of this building. Next on the list is Gardom. Gardom is, Bar Tanura says, Binyan Echad v'hu asui la dun dinei nefashos. That's where they had capital cases, a structure that was elevated, that also not permitted to help build them, build. It's Tadya. It's a word for stadium. That's an arena. This is where Bar Tanura says, Makam Schok, Shemivim Sham Shur Nagach. They bring in this wild bull, the Horeges Adam, to kill a person. Ubima, we can't build a bima with them. Bar Tanura says it's a kein migdal katsar vigavoa. It's high, but it seems to be narrow. Asui kidei l'tchofa adam yisham v'humeis. This is also says a tall and narrow tower, and the prisoner who was condemned was pushed to his death from this bima. Avol bonim imahem bimos yaos ubeis merchatzaos. What can we build with them? We can build with them. Binyanim, says the Bar Tanura, she'enam lolo tzorach avodazar v'lolo hamis b'nei adam. It's not for idolatry and it's not to kill anybody. So that's permitted. What's bimosios? Maybe considered, maybe theaters. Some say it's dumosios, which means it's a bath. Although the next on the list is beis marchatzos, which of course we know means is a bathhouse. So why would I think that I could not build this with them? So that's what we'll see. That's what the Mishnah says now. Meaning, they used to have a kippah, an enclosed area. Bar Tanura says, in their bathhouses, they had this vault, this closed area where they have an idol. So maybe I shouldn't be able to help them build a bathhouse. Says the Mishnah, you can help them build a bathhouse. But when you get to, once you get to that area where where they keep the Avodah Zarah, so then I can assist them to construct the building. But that has this place where the Avodah Zarah has a special vault for it. But to help them build that kippah itself where they have the Avodah Zarah, that I'm not permitted to do.